Welcome to Lesson 1 in our study of the Book of Revelation as a part of the Prophecy Series. With this section of the Prophecy Series, we're going to be looking at one of the most interesting books of both the Old and New Testament. We're going to be focusing on a book that has troubled many people. In fact, some folks like to not even approach it because it seems to be very hard and difficult to understand. So that's why with this section of the Prophecy Series, we're going to be looking at the book of Revelation expositionally, that is, verse by verse, trying to understand and giving you an understanding of what is being taught in this pretty profound book that is supposed to give encouragement to believers about the future, and especially about the second coming of Christ. So today, we're going to be focusing on the book of Revelation, a background. So we're going to be looking at some introductory material for you and I to consider. Now, as we begin this study, I need us to approach it with a realistic attitude. So let's talk about a realistic approach. When we talk about prophecy today, you and I need to be realistic in how we look at the scripture and consider things. Now, why do I say that? Well, first of all, there's a diversity of views. We need to recognize that when we talk about end times, and especially with 2,000 years of history of the Christian church since the time of Christ up until now, his coming, whenever that will be, there have been a diversity of views through the centuries. And so with that, you're going to find, especially if you're living anywhere, you're going to find that different people, different pastors have different views concerning how to approach the book of Revelation. So here's what I want you to notice. First of all, we need to recognize that good Christians have different views concerning this book. There are good, solid, Bible-believing people who have different views concerning this book. So you'll have people who believe in a 7-year tribulational period. You have others who don't believe in that. You have people who believe that there will be a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ. You have others who don't believe it. There are others who believe that the reality is that these events have already taken place at some certain point. Now, I would disagree with them, but they hold to these views. So you need to recognize that good Christians have different views concerning these books. Now, because of that, you and I are going to need to talk about how we interpret this book. Now, remember, if you've gone to the introductory material that went through the Prophecy Series, you know that I've talked about that there's a literal view concerning how to interpret, or there's the allegorical view. So whatever view we take, we're going to have to approach it in a certain way. Now, what do you mean? Well, there needs to be flexibility in interpretation. Flexibility in interpretation. So what does that mean? Well, don't be dogmatic about your interpretation. This is what happens when we talk about prophetic material, is that sometimes you can get to the place where you are so convinced that this is what it means, and so you become dogmatic about it. We just saw this when we went through the COVID epidemic, where when we were talking about the vaccines, there were certain believers who felt that taking or getting a vaccine was taking the mark of the beast. Now, I would disagree with that, but they were very dogmatic about it. In fact, very condemning of others who would say, no, that's not what it says. So you and I need to be careful that we're not dogmatic about our interpretations. In fact, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. It has to do with the identity of the Antichrist. Now, we recognize from prophetic material that the Antichrist is a significant figure when it comes to the issue of the return of Christ. The Antichrist, a false Christ. Anti means false, Christ, Messiah, a false Messiah. And through the years, there have been many people who have been identified as the possible Antichrist. Now, some of them you're going to be shocked at, but I'm just going to be honest with you. Again, good Christians have different views. So